It was a top secret fleet of rubberized life-size inflatable tanks, planes, boats, amphibious landing craft, and heavy artillery, all made by Goodyear Rubber and Tire Company, an entire fake fleet.
Massing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of troops, but there were nobody there. We were at the other end.
John Bacour served in the Army. He landed on Omaha Beach in Normandy. He says the Germans fell for the fake fleet, thinking that the invasion would happen farther north. But he says because of American air support getting lost in the fog.
They couldn't come up and neutralize these pillboxes on these cliffs. They lost 75-80% of the men.
Kathy Stewart, WTOP News.